Photoshop Wednesday number 7. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcasted tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcast.com. Have you heard about GoToMeeting, the most affordable, secure, and easy-to-use web conferencing tool? Be sure to sign up for a techpodcast.com roundtable interactive event on August 13th and watch our demonstration of the coolest podcasting tips, tricks, and best practices as only the team at Tech Podcasts can while using GoToMeeting. Plus, as a special offer for techpodcast.com network listeners, you can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com. Click the Try It For Free button and enter the promo code TECHPODCASTS. Try GoToMeeting now for free. See the show notes for details and sign up at techpodcast.com for this special event. And now on with our tip. Today, the Magic Wand Tool. So in Photoshop, push the W key and you've selected the Magic Wand Tool. Now if you notice in the Options panel, the tolerance is currently set to 32, which is the default after you've reset the tools. Now, let's set the tolerance to 10 and figure out how the Magic Wand tool works. If we move out onto the canvas and click on a color value with the Magic Wand tool, a tolerance set to 10 is going to take us 5 values above and 5 values below of the color that we've clicked on. So now we have a selection of color value. Now, if you hold down the Shift key and click somewhere else within this color, you are going to add to the selection, just like all of the other selection tools. If you hold down the Option key or Alt on the PC and click, you are going to remove that amount of color from this selection. So when you click with the Magic Wand tool, if you want less color, bring the tolerance down. If you want more, make it a higher value. So if you set it to 255, which is the maximum value, and click on your canvas, you're going to actually select the entire canvas and all pixels in it. Now the Magic Wand tool, like some of the other selection tools, also has an anti-alias checkbox. So when you make a selection, it actually has an edge that is semi-transparent. If you turn the anti-alias off, which would be aliased, you would now have a very jagged or harsh edge around the edge of that selection. Now the contiguous checkbox allows you to click on a color and it is defined to that area. If you uncheck contiguous, which is decontiguous, and you click on, let's say, a black area, any other black area in that canvas will also be selected, so they don't have to be touching one another. Now there are a couple of other techniques that are very helpful to use with the Magic Wand tool. For instance, when you click on a color range, let's say you don't quite get what you want, you can hold down the Shift key and click again and expand some more. But if you go to the Select pull-down menu, you can select Grow. And what's going to happen is, again, this selection is going to increase by the amount of the tolerance set of the Magic Wand tool. Now a companion to Grow is Similar, which is very helpful. If you click with the Magic Wand tool on a color and then go Select Similar, you will select all of the pixels on the canvas that share that color range. Well, it looks like we're out of time. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com. For the video of this session, go to the 1 Minute Tip website at www.oneminutetip.com. See you next Wednesday.